All right, East Coast Roast is a 12-bar blues, but it looks a little different. If you had a regular D minor blues, your D minor would go for, you know, four measures, and then your four chord G minor would go for two, and D minor would go for another two. And so you see that is true in this case, except you also have the dominant associated with that minor. What I mean is, in jazz, we call something like this a 2-5. So D minor 7 to G7 would be a 2-5 in the key of C, which is the same as D Dorian, which is the same as G Mixolydian. If you don't understand that, pause right here and work that out for yourself. C Ionian equals D Dorian and G Mixolydian. So when you see D minor and G7, those chords go together. They go together all the time. So in my head, that's just all one thing, which is D Dorian or G7, whichever way. But I like to think D Dorian, I think, more. And then when you get to G minor and C7, that's G Dorian. Does that make sense? So it's a D minor blues. You can tell who knows their modes and their music theory and who doesn't, because one type of guitarist is just going to play D minor over that whole song. And it's not going to sound... It'll sound good enough over the G minor 7, C7. But it could sound better by digging into G minor Dorian. And then when you get to the B flat 13, that's a flat 6 chord. In jazz, instead of... When you have a blues, you know, you have one chord for four bars, and then... four chord, and then the one chord, and then the turnaround is usually like 5 and 4 and 1 and maybe a 5, right? But in jazz, you do like a 2-5-1. You would do like 2-5-1, and then another 2-5 to turn it around. I played E half diminished to A7. Minor to E half diminished in A7, as that's the last four bars of the tune. It's too much theory to go into right now, but B flat is a tritone of E, so you can substitute that chord, the B flat chord, for an E, which is the 2 chord in D minor. I know that's a lot of math, but the B flat, the flat 6 chord, acts as a 2 chord, and then the A7 acts as a 5 chord. So that's all pretty much diatonic to D minor, except you have two funny notes in the B flat. Not that they tell jokes or something, but B flat 13, you have the flat 7 of that chord is an A flat, which is the flat 5 of the key of D minor. So if you're really paying attention, you would flat the 5 when you get to that chord. I'd play, you know, since it's a flat 6, that B flat 13, since it's a flat 6 to the key of D minor, you're looking at D Aeolian. I mean, yeah, D Aeolian, but you would flat the 5th. Of that B flat chord. And then the other funny note in the A7 augmented is the C sharp, which is a half step below D, the leading tone. And you would you could play that note as well. If you play C over the A7 augmented, like don't address the fact that it's a A7, not an A minor, then you can still play that C note over an A7 augmented, and it would just sound like, you know, like that, and that's a nice jazzy sound. I'm playing C and C sharp my voicing. So don't worry so much about the turnaround there, except to say, if you really want to dig into the harmony on the B flat 13, you can flat the 5 of the D minor. And if you want to play the natural 7 of the D minor over the A7 chord, you can do so. But the big thing is D Dorian for the first four bars, G Dorian for the next two bars, then back to D Dorian, and then you're in D Aeolian for the bars 9 and 10, In bar 11, the D minor G7, you're back to D Dorian. In bar 12, you're back to D Aeolian. So it's a lot of pushing and pulling. You know, under the surface of easy, you know, beginners play D minor pentatonic, and they're fine like that. You're not a beginner. You're listening to this because you're ready for the next level, which is to really dig into chord changes. Listen to how it sounds. I'll try a go at it.